Labour Party unveils Black Lives Matter-inspired vision for Britain on anniversary of George Floyd's death. By Kurt Zindelka on May 25, 2021. Moving to claw back interest after a resounding rejection by the British public in the last two elections amid a lurch to the woke left, the Labour Party released a series of Black Lives Matter-inspired policy proposals on the anniversary of the death of George Floyd. On Tuesday, the Labour Party announced its intentions to eradicate structural racism in Britain, 1 year after George Floyd was killed in the United States. Labour Party leader Sir Keir Starmer claimed the Chinese coronavirus pandemic had brutally exposed what he called the structural racism of British society. On 25 May 2020, not only did people see the violence on a street in Minneapolis, but they could see the violence and destruction that structural racism was having on Black communities in their own societies as a result of the pandemic, Sir Keir said. Starmer said that the next Labour government would introduce a Race Equality Act to address inequalities and injustices in order to see the eradication of structural racism in the UK. The Labour leader said that this would be a defining cause for his party should they gain power in Parliament. The Labour Party's Shadow Justice Secretary David Lammy echoed former President Barack Obama's statement following the death of Trayvon Martin by saying, "George Floyd looked like me, he could have been me. That's why George Floyd's death sparked a global movement, from Minneapolis to Manchester to Mile End. Black and white people coming together to say Black Lives Matter," the Labour MP added. Lammy said that a Labour government would end the unfairness that runs through UK's justice system and would increase diversity in positions of power so that decisions are made by people who are representative of the public. Labour's Shadow Secretary of State for Women and Equalities Marsha DeCordova said that under a Labour government, Black history lessons would be taught throughout the year in order to give students a balanced understanding of British history. She said that education is a crucial way to ensure that young people have the tools to challenge present-day racism and discrimination, so we can empower the next generation from all backgrounds to be the agents of change our society needs. Cordova added that the death of Floyd made people reflect, some for the first time, on our society and ask questions about our history. "That's because the school curriculum doesn't do enough to reflect our diversity." The leftist MP went on to quote Black nationalist Marcus Garvey, saying, "A man who doesn't know who he is like a tree with no roots." Following the latest electoral disaster for the Labour Party in so-called red wall seats in working-class areas of England, Brexit leader Nigel Farage said, "The trendy metropolitan Labour Party lost the working classes first to UKIP and now on a huge scale to the Tories. They will never return." In the May by-election, the Labour Party lost control of the Hartlepool constituency in Parliament, a seat which was held by the left-wing party since its creation in 1974. Labour has been bleeding support from working-class areas since long before their landslide defeat in the 2019 general election, which many point to the party's opposition to Brexit as being a fundamental issue. Since taking power last year, Sir Keir Starmer professed to want to bring Labour to a more centrist position after the fall of former socialist leader Jeremy Corbyn. However, Starmer has at the same time indulged the far left in his party by catering to woke movements such as Black Lives Matter. In June of last year, for example, the Labour leader infamously posed for a picture of himself and his deputy Angela Rayner taking a knee in solidarity with the BLM movement in their Houses of Parliament office. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.